Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Sticking with LeBron, his teammate, friend of the Odd Couple show, Jared Dudley, he said this to The Athletic recently in an article posted on their website. He's talking about LeBron. He said, from a leadership standpoint, what this man does on and off the court is the best. I've played with guys like Steve Nash, Chris Paul. There is no one that compares to LeBron's leadership on and off the floor. His demeanor with what he does, to still be a guy's guy, to do the team dinners, to hang out, to bring in the whole Lakers organization together, who really deserves the MVP this season. Both deserve it. Do I think LeBron is a little bit more deserving than Giannis? Yes. Do I think Giannis' stats are better? Yes. But the MVP is not necessarily the best stats. That's why I'm giving LeBron the edge. That part at the end, we're not going to get in the MVP. But just as far as the leadership, Jared Dudley thinks LeBron James is the best leader in the NBA. And I'm not going to go long, and I'm going to say my piece quickly. Let you say what you want to say, because I think you will want to really go at this. And then I can follow that up. But I think LeBron's a great leader, or very good leader. I think this year his leadership has been tremendous. Obviously, they had to go through the Kobe tragedy. You know, they've had to bring a team together where most guys had not played together. LeBron's been great. But who do I think is the best leader in basketball? I got to be honest. I'm going to second what Rick Bucher said here yesterday, I believe it was, or if it was 2 days ago. The best leader in the NBA is Steph Curry. The only ones you can compare, you guys, it's between LeBron, Chris Paul, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry. I mean, who else? Durant's not really a leader. Kyrie has had his struggles. Giannis is, you know, he's young and still developing. The best leader in the NBA is Steph Curry. I've compared him, and I was doing this years ago when I was still, and I think you were still at the other network. I was saying he's like Tim Duncan, different personalities, all that. But they set the tone for the franchise. Steph's selflessness, his egolessness to some degree, obviously he's got an ego, but the fact that he's a team first guy, the fact that he is selfless, the fact that, you know, when Durant came there, he totally embraced him, didn't worry about, oh, this is going to take away my shine, I got to be the man, deferred to Durant. He's the best. He was buddies with Mark Jackson. They were both Christians. They vibed off that. I talked to both of them about that at times. And he was disappointed when Mark Jackson got fired. But he held it not against Steve Kerr. He didn't have an attitude. He bought into what Kerr was selling, led by example. So everybody bought in. When your best player is like that, it is great for the organization. And I can't think, while LeBron has had drama in the past, tweets and Instagram posts in the past, you can talk about last season drinking the wine and wanting players traded and things like that. I can't think of one thing that Steph has done publicly that's anti-team. Like, you could talk if you want about he's not a great defender and he hadn't hit this shot in the finals. If you want. I'm talking about as a leader, I can't think of one thing, one comment, one, you know, body language, anything that is anti-team that would lead some of his teammates to raise their eyebrows and look at him like, yo, what is going on? So I think Steph's the best leader. I think LeBron's a very good leader, but I would go with Steph.
I think Dudley's comments are strange only from this standpoint. I know this is his first year here, Chris, with the Lakers. But a leader is not only when things are great. Things were great this year. They got off to, what, a 20-2 start or whatever it was, 18-3. Things were good.
Right.
Right? There's nothing to fight through. Last year, Chris, was when LeBron was the one load, the worst leader of all time. He did so much. And what I mean by that, to hurt the team. You remember, he was just aloof, sitting at the end of the bench in some games. He talked publicly about getting Anthony Davis, which alienated him from his teammates. You remember Kyle Kuzma pushing him to go defend his man right. during games.
Right.
That's when, am I right? Last year, right. he wasn't a good leader. Showing up with wine or whatever. Well, I mean,
I've never seen anything like that.
Nothing like that.
I've never seen anything like that.
Vacation. I don't care. You know, like, that just didn't, that part last year. And this year, I'm just saying, I get it. Dudley just showed up here. He likes LeBron. But things are good. Leadership is important, Chris, when things are good. But even more so when things are bad. That's when people either know, this dude is the leader. He just packed it in, so I should pack it in. Am I right? And when when you see that guy, the lead dog, is still fighting, even though things are bad and everything's going the other way, you say, man, LeBron ain't even quit. How in the world could I quit? And I think he's not the best leader this year, but last year he was the one low.
Yeah, look, there's no denying. I mean, and the thing is, when you're a player on a team like that, you know, we've both played sports. I've been on teams where I'm the best player. I've been on teams where I'm not the best player more often, you know, than not. And the best player sets a tone. And even if he's light years ahead of everybody else as far as his ability, if he says something, or in this case, put something out on social media or whatever, body language, it can rub dudes the wrong way. We're going to get into this tomorrow. Jerry Stackhouse talked about how he played with Michael Jordan in Washington, and he said he didn't enjoy it. And obviously, Jordan is viewed as the GOAT. Stackhouse probably thinks he's the GOAT. But The best player setting a negative tone, no matter how good you are, everybody's still a man. Everybody's still a great athlete in their own right, and it can rub guys the wrong way. So, there's no way you can defend some of the things LeBron did last year. And thankfully, and kudos to him, he's made up for it this year. But, yeah, I just think, like I said, my thing, I think Steph's the best leader in sports. And LeBron's been great this year, but it's more than just this year.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge, or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Interesting development today, Rob. Guy we worked with right here at FS1, Mike Lombardi. He was there when we first started at FS1.
He sure was.
3.5 years ago.
Great guy.
Yes, very good guy. I like him a lot. Obviously very knowledgeable. He's worked with several
teams. Look at the last name. All you need to do is have that last name in the NFL. Are you kidding?
Are they related? Is he related to Vince?
Whether I don't know if he is or not, to be honest. I guess we have to look it up.
Yeah, I'll have to
probably
find it
though.
Out.
I would say
look that
probably.
Up, Rob G. But yeah, that's that name, of course, is royalty.
But I'm just saying
in
football,
yeah.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah.
No question. But yeah, former NFL GM Mike Lombardi worked with the Patriots, the Browns, several other teams. He, Rob, on his podcast, which is a very good podcast, he came out and dropped a bomb. And he said that Tua Tagovailoa failed a physical with one team. And then he said he broke a wrist twice. Now, we know that Tua's broken an index finger, didn't miss any games with it. He sprained a knee, didn't miss any games. He's had an ankle sprain, didn't miss any games. He sprained the other ankle, missed one game, had surgery, missed one game. And then, of course, the latest and the biggest, he dislocated his right hip and he missed 3.5 games and had surgery and, you know, has supposedly recovered. But Lombardi is saying that for all these reports about these glowing medical tests that he's had and how he's passing with flying colors and he's fully healthy, Lombardi said that's not the case. Here he is.
It's not just his hip. It's his ankle. It's his wrist. He broke his wrist the first day of spring ball one year. And then they fixed it. And he came back and he rebroke it again. I mean, he's brittle. He is brittle. You can't deny it. Two teams I've talked to have flunked him. They flunked him on not just the hip, on the multitude of injuries. Like the risk far outweighs the reward.
Yeah, wow. Mike Freeman.
That is a bomb.
That's a bomb. Mike Freeman, friend of our show, Rob, of course, great reporter for Bleacher Report. He talked to a head coach and anonymously, and here's what the coach said. Tua is a good athlete, great leader. Mark Brunell comparison is a good one. The big concern with him is medical, not just his hip, which is significant, but the ankle, the foot, etc. His injury history will be a big factor considering where you have to draft him. Joe Burrow's built differently, more linear, one-year wonder, but the tape is impressive. Cam can move if he has to clean medically. If Tua had a better medical grade, then I think the league would be split with ranking between the two of those guys. There's a much higher risk injury-wise with Tua. And then finally, Mike Tannenbaum, the former GM
for the Jets.
In the league. Yeah, for the Jets. He came out as well, and today he told the Miami Herald, Rob, it would be irresponsible to draft Tua in the top 10. I mean, you two bombs from former GMs who obviously, and I'm not saying whether they're right or wrong, but we do know this as reporters, Rob, they are in a better position to tell the truth.
Right.
A current GM is not going to come out and say that about Tua. He's not going to rip him, number one. And number two, they want this to be a smokescreen. Maybe they want you to think they'll take Tua or, you know what I mean? So these guys are in a position where they can say the truth, or at least as far as they know it. And so I want to ask you, Rob, what do you make of this? And, if you're a team in that top 10 or wherever, what are you thinking now as far as Tua?
What I'm thinking is I need to take a look at him and make sure I have my doctors check him out before I would touch him with a 10-foot pole. Seriously, because that's too much out there. And you're right. Sometimes it's a smoke screen, so somebody will lay off of them and then you jump and you grab them or whatever. But I don't think so. I think you're right. When you're in these jobs now and you're out of the business and you're not a GM, you have people that you've talked to for years, Chris, and that's why a network would hire you, right? You know the ins and outs. You know a lot of people. You have friends in the business who will tell you, dude, I can't put my name to it, but I'll tell you straight up. He's hurt. I would not draft him. I'm telling you. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's why you got to, when you hear stuff like that from multiple people, this isn't one. And the thing that got me with Lombardi was, he didn't say he felt one physical. He said he felt multiple.
Right.
That was the did you catch that?
I mean, he said two teams, yes. I believe. Yeah.
I mean, that you can't make that up. That's not one. You're going to make up that two teams say he failed? I mean, that's hard.
Here's where I'm at on Tua, Rob. Okay, this settles clearly, if you put any credence into what they say, and I do, clearly it settles the Burrow question. It's Burrow, right? The Bengals, it's Burrow. There's no, I mean, I think it was Burrow anyway, particularly with him being from Ohio. But now there's no question. I'm taking Joe Burrow. Now, if I'm the Miami Dolphins, and there was talk that they might try to trade, or there still is talk, I guess, that they might try to trade up and get the number one pick from Cincinnati. Here's what I'm doing if I'm Miami. I'm standing pat at five. We know they need a quarterback. They've needed a franchise quarterback, heck, since Dan Marino left the building, all right? I think Brian Flores, he was impressive last year. He looks like he's going to be a pretty good coach. You have a lot of assets as far as future draft picks, and you added some decent talent, you know, this year. So they have things that make you say, okay, things are looking up. What we need is a quarterback. And I'm going to tell you this, despite what Tannenbaum said and what Lombardi said, if I'm Miami, Rob, I would take Tua at five. And I feel better. Like, before, I wasn't sure if they could get Tua at five. But now, if other teams believe these reports, then I think they'll lay off Tua. Because some of them just don't even need, you know, I mean, Washington, obviously, you know, they don't necessarily need a quarterback, we don't think. And then, you know, Detroit's got Stafford. And so, you know, they got a good chance, I would think, of getting Tua now. Like, if I'm Miami, I feel better about my chances of getting him at five. So what I do is I draft him at five. I understand. I get it. It is high risk, but it's also potentially high reward. If he gets hurt and can't play, hey, we rolled the dice. We still have other top picks. We still, you know, they got other ways they can improve. We've been without a quarterback for ages, so I'm willing to take that risk. And if it pays off, you hit the jackpot. So that's how I'm feeling, Rob. If I'm Miami, unless my doctors are just like, yo, this dude's not going to stay healthy. He's going to break, you know, if he gets hit hard or whatever. I would take him I'm Miami.
I don't think you could do that. And this is the thing. You can't waste first round picks like that. Not in a situation where it might not work out for you and you're the Dolphins. They haven't won anything since Don Shula and those guys were around. I mean, it's been a long time for that franchise. They're not the ones who can gamble. You know, you can gamble if you're a team that's won a couple of Super Bowls, Chris, and whatnot. And, you know, you can, those teams
see,
can
I
gamble.
Think they can.
See, I think they can.
Nobody's expecting anything. I mean, I get it. It's a risk.
If you're the Dolphins, it might set your franchise back, you know what I mean, another 10 years. You just don't know, is what I'm saying. So I would be very leery. I think not in the first round. If he's still around down the road, you know what I mean, maybe that you take a flyer on him. But I can't see when you have a chance of adding a player that's going to make you, that you can use right now, is going to make you better, where you're taking a risk with a guy who's not only possibly injured and failed some stuff, Chris, he has a history of being injury prone. That's what scares me even more.
No, generally, I do. Guys that don't stay healthy in college, generally it's hard to, you know, expect them to be healthy in the NFL. Now, I'm a guy that I was questionable about Adrian Peterson in college because, I mean, he played, but he had some injuries in college. And I remember thinking, this guy, I mean, he got banged up in college. How's he going to make it in the pros? And obviously, you know, he was fine in the pros. He only played seven games his last year in college at Oklahoma as a junior. But he was fine in the NFL health-wise. And, but yeah, I would roll the dice. Rob G, what are Miami's other picks either this year, you know, or next year, their first round picks? Because they got a good number of little assets with them, don't they? So I just think I would roll the dice because I think Tua could be a great quarterback. I think he's a great talent. And I get it, Rob, and I'm not mad at you for being more cautious about it. But a team that's been horrible for decades now. Okay, I mean, they've had a year here or there.
Right, but that's how teams stay horrible because they're always doing a thing that you shouldn't do. You know, there's times to take risks, Chris. If I'm the Patriots or I'm somebody like that, I'll take a chance on them with my first overall pick in the first round. Yes, I would. Won enough. People aren't going to – if it doesn't work out, it's not going to be the end of the Patriots. They've already won. But when you haven't won as long as the Dolphins have and you feel like you got something going and you take a chance and he doesn't pan out for you or he's hurt, that's going to cost somebody their job. It just will.
Well, Chris, to answer your question, Rob, sorry to interrupt you, 5 first-round picks over the next 2 years, 4 second-round picks over the next 2 years for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, that's a lot. I would keep my assets. That's a lot of assets.
Let me ask you guys this, because I know that you – well, Rob is a huge fan of Carson Wentz. I know both of you guys are big fans of Deshaun Watson. Both guys had huge injury concerns coming out of college. Right. I didn't hear either one of you mention anything about those two.
Well, one, we didn't have a show. So
no, I mean now. I mean, no, you're
I
saying
know,
you,
I know what you're
Rob's
saying.
Saying you wouldn't
no,
take these guys.
Point.
But
that's a great point. That is an excellent
but
point.
But do you know, Rob G, here's the thing that I'll push back on you. Did those guys fail physicals before the draft?
Well, but we've seen stories, Rob, where several guys, Drew Brees.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no perfect team, but there is a best team. And Yahoo Sports ran a poll recently, a bracket, kind of like ESPN's bracket for the best college player of all time. But this one was executed better. Because theirs didn't end up as kind of a joke. They did a poll for the fans. Who is the greatest team of all time in NBA history? And the Bulls of 1996, of course, they won 72 games, started another three-peat. They won their first of three straight titles, Jordan's fourth overall. Believe it or not, I don't know what Yahoo was thinking. But they were a third seed. They were the three seed behind the 2017 Warriors of Durant and Curry and the 86 Celtics of Bird, Parrish, and McHale. But the fans had their say, and the 96 Bulls ran away with the tournament. They won every single matchup. They got at least 74% of the vote, Rob. That is incredible.
That is.
I got to be honest. Even I wouldn't have given them that high a percentage of the vote. But they got 74% of the vote against everybody, whether it was Bill Russell's Celtics in 65, we understand that. Whether it was Shaq and Kobe's Lakers of 2001 that was their best team, Bird's 86 Celtics, or the KD Steph Warriors. They wiped out all of them. You agree with that?
I do. I do think that when you look at those teams, the problem with the Celtics teams, so far removed, no video, so they're always – the old-time stuff, Chris.
Yeah, the 65
always,
stuff, yeah.
Right, that's always going to get X'd out. You agree with me on that?
Yep.
Always. Because the people – they just haven't seen
it. And in fairness, I got to be honest – they and I know I might sound like these millennials who like to rip our era, which is ridiculous. But in the 60s, it just wasn't as good.
No, and there were only 10 teams. I always say this. You go back to the 50s and the early 60s, and the teams that all won, Chris, were always the same teams. It was the Montreal Canadiens, the New York Yankees, the Boston, because they had good teams, they stayed together.
And there was no free agent, right?
Right,
and
there were only a handful. The original six in the NHL, there was only six teams. So
right.
If the Canadians
like
were good,
once you got your great players, it was over.
It's over,
right?
Right. The Canadians won the Yankees. They had everybody, Mickey Mantle, right? They got their team together. How are you beating the Yankees?
It was over.
They went to the World Series. I think they 8 out of 10 times in the 50s. Do you know what I mean?
Like, right.
So
right.
The Green Bay Packers, same thing. Those were the teams that won all the time.
Right. Yeah, like I said, I agree. I said it a week or two ago that the Bulls are the best team ever. And look, I think it's close. I think there's two teams that you can make a strong argument for. And I think the Showtime Lakers were great. But remember, Kareem, for the last two, if not three championships, was kind of, you know, on his last legs. The Bird Celtics of 86, that was a great team. Their inside play would have been tough for anybody to handle. But I think the two teams I say would give the Jordan Bulls some trouble, although I take the Jordan Bulls. The Shaq Kobe Lakers of 01, that team was phenomenal. And, I mean, Shaq obviously would be a handful. Now, the Bulls would have had bodies to throw at them. They had Bill Winnington, Will Perdue, who weren't great. I'm sorry, Luke Longley at that point, who weren't great players, but they were okay players, and they were big bodies. They were fouls. You could throw them on a big guy, get physical with them, foul him, bang him, and, you know, you get them to rock in the right place, they could score. They beat Shaq. So, I mean, they faced Shaq with Penny, with a great Penny, and ran through him, I believe, in five games. That was the greatest era of big men ever. You had David Robinson. You had Hakeem Olajuwon. You had Patrick Ewing. I mentioned Shaq, Alonzo Mourning. Some great bigs, and that's the era the Bulls dominated. So I think they would have been fine. I can see, look, Shaq would have been a terror, and Kobe would have played Jordan close, even though I think Jordan's better. So that would have been a good team. And then the Warriors of Durant and Steph, obviously a tremendous offensive team. Now, I just think, though, Jordan's will to win, I think the toughness of that Bulls team, I just think they would have been too much. We haven't, as great as Steph's been in the finals, and I think he should have an MVP that first year, he hasn't just taken over a finals like Jordan did. Durant did it, but with all great players, like you had to pay attention to Steph. You had to pay attention to Klay. Durant's never really taken over like that in the, certainly not in the finals, without, you know, this juggernaut of other great players around him that you had to pay attention to. So Jordan did that on the regular. And so I just can't bet against Jordan in that series. Plus, Rob, they could have went, you talk about, you know, oh, the Warriors had too much on the perimeter. Jordan, Pippen, Tony Kukoc, Ron Harper, and Dennis Rodman. Rodman could defend anybody and was athletic. And then those guys, the ones I mentioned, I mean, Kukoc was very good. Like, that, their defense was tenacious. And I know Rob G, if he wants to get in here, he loves the Warriors of 17, which I like too. They ran through the playoffs. But here's the thing. They ran through a weaker field. Like, Utah was led by Gordon Hayward. Okay. He's all right. They wiped them out. Portland was an eighth seed that struggled. They had Damian Lillard, who's great, but they struggled. They weren't a great team that year. And then the Spurs had them beat. The Spurs were up 22 in game one. Now, I think Golden State would have still won the series, but the Spurs were up 22 with Kawhi. He gets hurt, and then the Warriors took over. So, and then that Cavs team they beat in the finals couldn't play defense. They had tried to outshoot everybody, and they played right into the Warriors' hands because they couldn't shoot with them, and so they wiped them out. So I think the Bulls are the best team ever, Rob.
Yeah, it's hard for me to argue. And when you look at what they were able to do and just the dominance to be able to win the way that they did. And I know people sometimes will say, you know, maybe they would have won eight in a row. You know what I mean? If Michael didn't go play baseball. But I know it's hypothetical and a lot of things could happen, injuries and all that. But you know what, Chris, I wouldn't put it against them that they wouldn't have been able to do it. That's how dominant they were.
And if Jordan could, and you know, he was a little bit worn down after the first three-peat, right, mentally. Right. So he goes to play baseball. He comes back refreshed, gets another three-peat. I mean, you know, Rob, like, to win eight straight mentally.
No, right, mentally. I get it.
I wouldn't have bet against him.
That's what I'm saying.
If he could keep it up mentally, then I think they could have, because I think they were that good.
Because there's a mental thing, there's a hunger thing. Do you know what I mean?
Like you get complacent. I don't care who you are.
You do get complacent. Like, oh, we won what? Another game. Oh yeah, okay. The only team I've ever seen just keep winning like that, Harlem Globetrotters, and there's a little script that they follow. You know what I'm saying?
Good one. What? I see Rob G. No, it was good. I like that. Rob G didn't want any.
I didn't want to chime in.
It was all 2000s. Oh, they couldn't hoop in the 90s. But then we get on the air.
You guys are embarrassing yourselves on national radio right now. I've never seen two dudes just openly ball wash more professional athletes than you guys are doing right now.
All right, Jonas.
No, I mean, you.
What are you talking about?
Look, the Bulls were great. And I'm not saying that they're not great. They're one of the best teams ever. But to say, oh, they're easily the best team.
I didn't say easily. I
maybe
said
these two teams can hang
those
with
teams
them.
Gave them
but you know, they would look. Looking, just look at, you guys want facts over feelings. In the playoffs, the Chicago Bulls during that 96 team had a net rating of 12.1, which is great. The 2017 Warriors, 13.5. The 2001 Lakers,
I told you about
13.7.
Hold on. I told you about the Warriors. Gordon Hayward, Damian Lillard led teams. I mean, who was good? Lillard's great. I don't want to take anything away from him. But let's not act like they had to go through, you know,
The Lakers going through Tim Duncan and the what you guys called one of the best teams to never win, the Sacramento Kings. That doesn't count.
That, well, they have
that's what
help
I'm saying. It's like
Kings.
you
they
guys
help
no in
Kings.
In 2001
that's a
no
fact.
In 2001 they
fact,
swept
Rob
them. 2001 they swept them.
They didn't sweep. They swept the King
in 2001.
Okay,
yes,
but
and
that,
then and
but
then
no,
they,
but they got they were fortunate to get by Portland. They were down
no,
15.
2001,
going,
they went 15-1. You guys are picking these eras
look,
like, hey, let's just lump together
tough.
The all six championship teams from the Bulls. No, this is the best team ever. And I'm not saying that the Bulls, may be the best team ever. But
they
to
are.
Say that it's no question.
I didn't
question,
say it was no contest.
You guys
I
just
said
spent
the Bulls would give
14
some,
minutes.
Or the Lakers would give them
14
some issue.
Minutes talking about, oh, well, you know, Michael Jordan, he don't get to game 7. You know, that's what they do. They win all the time.
That's
a fact. Dennis Rodman and Ron Harper.
Who's
they'll,
in their feelings
they'll D
now?
You up, you
it
know, with those
Alex,
high shorts that they're wearing.
Who's in his feelings, who's in his feelings you know, now?
I'm uh-oh. Just saying, you guys are you sound
loving?
Like such old men on the radio.
Stop
look,
it.
You know, my
stop
guy,
it.
Michael Jordan in the early 90s, no one could touch them. They beat Shaq when Shaq was, you know, 22.
They beat Shaq
come
with
on,
Penny.
Man.
Penny was great.
He was 21 or whatever it was. They were a young team. They were like the Oklahoma
Kobe
City Thunder.
Was that
they weren't
young.
Ready.
The Lakers
they weren't
team you're
ready.
Talking about, Kobe was that young.
They weren't ready.
You think
ready.
Kobe at 21 going to do something with Mike?
At that
stop
age?
It.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. But
Mike might have been
you guys
better in the
are
second
so excited
three-peat.
About a Bulls team that struggled to beat Sean Kemp, a Husky Sean Kemp.
Struggled.
And Gary Payton.
Struggling.
They
struggled.
Went to
hold
six
on, hold
games.
On. No, let me correct
games.
You because I told you should have listened to me earlier.
Struggling.
They were up 3-0. Rob, you remember that. They were up 3-0.
Yes.
They relaxed and let Seattle win the next two. And there was no question.
Hey, great teams don't
over.
Let the foot off the gas, Chris. You should
yeah,
know that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.